This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, it's 5 o'clock, so we promised you this. If you want all the serious stuff, Odyssey.com Rewind has it. We said, look, Stoney has been, it's been building up like Mount Vesuvius over there. We have kept him focused. We have kept him on task. And he has a litany of topics that are on our show sheet. And I just said to him, there's no way. Well, now there is. So what I want to do is this. I want you to pretend I'm not here. I want to show you what it would be if I weren't here. And Mike Stone were allowed, unfettered, to just solo this thing. And we it's Stoney's world. So, Stoney time. The topic we didn't do that you demand we do. Dealer's choice. I have no idea what's about to happen, but my hand's going to be on the dump button.
Okay, so what we're going to do is I have a litany of things, as Mike has said, and I'll throw them out, and you can call 248-539-9797. Text your responses, and Mike, even though you said you don't want to be here, I want your response.
No, I want to be here. I'm saying to people, if I didn't exist, this is what would be happening.
Okay, so we're going to go sports or non-sports first.
I'll give sports, please, God.
Oh, okay, here we go. Let's see. Although this is actually a combination, a combo platter. There's a family in Philadelphia that announced that they had a baby girl. Well, congratulations to them. And they gave her the first name Sirianni. So have you or would you ever name your kid after a sports celeb? Granted, he did coach you to a Super Bowl championship.
Do you know how many scumbags are out there that you don't know are scumbags till after they retire? People build statues.
Right.
There's no shot you do that.
None. Less than none.
I bet you, though, and if you've done it before, I mean, like Evan, if Evan had a boy, actually, it's a, maybe Evan tried, because it's a boy and a girl's name, but Evan's daughter is Frankie. Maybe he tried to name the kid Jordan.
No.
I would hope not.
Absolutely not.
But
no.
But there are people, people do that, though.
People are stupid. That's all I can tell you. I mean, look at it.
You should never do that.
Especially if it's of a last name like that, you know? Anyway, it's like if the Lions won the Super Bowl, Kenny, you have a kid, you have a boy. Campbell!
No, absolutely not.
Campbell
Cott! It'll happen.
Campbell Cott!
It'll happen. It'll totally happen.
I wouldn't even name a dog after an athlete. I think that's stupid.
They both have the same intelligence, generally.
Well,
I'm sorry, but a lot of these athletes didn't even graduate high school. They got moved. They got passed up the ladder because they're great at sports. Oh, I'm sorry. We're not here to play school. How many athletes have a college education?
No, I agree with that. I thought you were saying the kid and the dog have the same intelligence.
No, I'm saying most great athletes. And then they put them on TV and you're like, what?
All right. Speaking of graduation, and you said 248-539-9797 if you named your kid after an athlete or whatever.
This is Stoney
feel
time.
Free.
These are the topics I don't allow,
yes,
but here we
exactly.
are.
Exactly. What the hell? We're having fun. It might be a little early because it's only early. It's late May. But I know I've gotten some invitations. There's some people I know that they're having high school graduation parties.
Ugh.
Okay. Guilty. I had a high school graduation party. Back when I did it, it was okay to have your parents will allow alcohol in the backyard.
Well,
and that
you
type
did
of
a
things.
Bunch of coke, too.
Well, no, not when I was in high school. And certainly not with my dad. Okay? Which will lead to another question coming up next.
Okay.
However, but, and I'm guilty as a parent, we had a graduation party for the girls when they graduated high school.
Okay.
Why do we need to have a party celebrating something that is basically, if you're adult, you can do, and that's graduate high school.
This is an easy answer.
I mean,
do you want the answer?
Well, first, explain to me, though, for those who do, to me, getting a college degree is certainly worth more of a party than a high school degree, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you want the answer?
Yes.
Because these high school graduation parties are shameless cash grabs by scumbag parents. Okay? It's a cash grab. That's all this is. Here, come celebrate Bob, who had like a 2.7 GPA and graduated high school. You know what they want? They don't want your presents. They want your envelope.
They want, you're right.
That's all it is.
Because at that time,
shameless.
We had a mailbox that said with the Georgia G, and we had one for the Michigan.
Yeah. You wanted in there was the offering. It's all it is. No different than what David does every Sunday at noon. He doesn't want anybody there, and he ain't saving any souls. Where's the offering?
What was your high school graduation party
there
like?
There wasn't one.
Okay.
I'm serious.
All right. I believe you.
It just wasn't a thing. It's just like there wasn't one-year-old birthday parties.
Well, that's ridiculous. Thank God we didn't do that. You had like grandparents come over for cake. That's about it.
They're all the same. Shameless cash grabs.
There should be a law. I mean, with all the stuff that's trying to get passed in the United States now, this should be a law. No birthday parties till the kid is 3.
Stony time continues. Topic 3.
Topic 3, ladies and gentlemen. You mentioned that there was no cocaine going on, or there might have been in my high school party. What was in the pink liquid that Stephon Diggs had on his boat?
Oh, dear God. Okay. First of all, the media reporting on this has been bizarre to me because they're missing the whole headline. The headline isn't Steph Diggs and Cardi B or Steph Diggs missed OTAs. It's, hey, what's the bag of special stuff there?
Right.
And seemingly the girls had to offer like code words to get some of that. And nobody, they just waltzed right by it. And it was, well, geez, he was flirting with other women. Cardi B's upset. It's like,
who cares about that?
Once again, come on.
Mm-hmm. I give Vrabel credit. He was asked about it yesterday, and he said, we're going to investigate. They have to look at that kind of stuff.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, Michael. It was pointed out to me when I listened to the Valenti with Rico show a couple weeks ago that you had your voyage into Costco recently.
It's the best thing that's happened in my life. What an amazing retail experience.
Costco's great, isn't it?
It's the best.
Okay, so I was there yesterday.
Okay.
You know, you get gasoline at a wonderful price. You have a hot dog and a pop for $1.50 for lunch. It's a great thing. And I decided I needed some underwear.
Oh,
so I bought a 5-pack, okay, Puma underwear. No fly. No fly.
People, I hope you appreciate me more now that you've heard what he was going to bring to the table today.
Seriously.
What would you like me to say about this?
Okay, I understand it. It doesn't really make a difference if when you go to the bathroom at home or something. But if you're at an event and you got to go to the urinal, you don't want to drop your drawers at a urinal, do you? I should just label this segment. There ought to be a law. There ought to be a law. You have to have a fly in underwear.
Did you not read the package?
Package being the key word.
There's a picture.
Yeah, I know.
I mean,
but still, there is no other, a few other brands, and they all, I needed it. You know?
Who sanctioned this? I said, guys, 5 o'clock. We can go Tigers, World Series stuff, or, and we ended up with the or. And it's everything Stoney wanted to do on the show today that I said no to. Go ahead, Kenny.
No, I believe you sanctioned this. Second of all, I would like to tell you that I appreciate you as a radio host so much more than I ever have at this very moment.
Thank you. This is what would happen if I weren't here today. Mm-hmm. Go ahead. Number four.
Okay, let's see.
Oh, good. There is. I was hoping there wasn't a number four.
Nope,
there is.
All right. Friday night, went to the movies with my wife. Saw a movie called The Friendship with Paul Rudd and Detroit's own Ted Robinson. I thought it was going to be funny. It really wasn't. It was okay. When was the last time you went to the movie theater? I still love going to the movies.
This is a Rico thing. Rico's another one of these weirdos. He likes to go to movie theaters. I don't know. I couldn't even tell you.
Really?
Yeah. The movies are available at home. Why the hell would I go out?
Because you get the huge screen, you get the great sound, you get the big old tub of popcorn.
Not for me.
It's great.
Okay,
that's comfortable chairs.
David, last time you went to the movies.
You do probably 2020, 2019, I don't know. You could go to the theater, buy the popcorn, take it home, and watch the movie in your home.
Well, why would you go to the theater and buy
that's
popcorn?
Just psycho, that's psycho, baby.
I'm just saying.
That's dumber.
I'm saying, I know you could pop your own popcorn at home, but the big box, you can get that, the tub, at the theater, and go home and watch the movie.
Once again, a reminder. These are all the topics I said no to start the day. This is what Stoney's giving you. If you want the serious stuff, Odyssey.com Rewind.
God, we'll get serious.
No, tell me there's a number five.
There'll be a number five. Oh, all righty?
Okay. Once again,
I think it's
things Mike Stone thinks are worthy of airtime.
I hate OTAs and, more importantly, the coverage of OTAs.
Now, I agree with this one. This we can work with.
Unless someone suffers a catastrophic injury, I don't care. Did you see that the Cleveland Browns posted the stats of their quarterbacks yesterday in OTAs? When shorts and...
The biggest absurdity is the NFL media. And again, ESPN has shows that are dedicated to the NFL. And I'm listening to Dan Orlovsky and Mina Kimes break down Shedeur Sanders' performance with no defense on the field in gym shorts.
Yes.
No, they're totally preposterous. I also don't get bent out of shape. T.J. Watt isn't at OTAs for the Steelers. Why? Wants a new contract. It's part of business.
Yes.
The OTA thing, if you're a rookie, you should be there. Not interested in breaking down your performance.
Right, and nothing matters, at least to me. I'm sure it matters to the coaches, but no. I mean, and I'll be a hypocrite, and I'll probably go hear Campbell speak tomorrow. But what happens
OTAs
out of the
are
OTAs,
useless.
They are pretty
to the
much
average fan. I'm not telling you you want the players at the facility.
Yes.
You want your young players, but my goodness. No, the coverage of it, I scan right over. It's like preseason football to me.
All right.
Means zero.
Finally, one more.
Oh, dear God.
And, well, like I said, the phone number's out there. You can react to any of this crap. crap.
What a sales pitch.
Mr. Valenti hates the WNBA. Hates it.
It's not good.
I tolerate it. I think it's okay sometimes. One of the great events I've ever gone to was when the Shock beat the Sparks first title.
Wait. One of the great events you've ever been to.
It was a great event. The palace was packed.
Mike,
it was
you've been everywhere.
It was a great event. It was a great event.
I'm calling BS on this.
No, it was.
This guy's been to 12 Super Bowls, and he's telling me Swin Cash in the Detroit.
It was a great event.
Which was better, Stoney, that or Bruce? That or Bruce? I mean, let's put some perspective on this.
400 Bruce shows.
Right.
But the Detroit Shock has made the top five. The guys drank out of the Stanley Cup, but the Detroit Shock made the list.
It makes the list.
What is your point?
The question is there another sport/league, because they're trying to get the WNBA team back here, that you would love to see here in Detroit? Would it be MLS? Would it be what I would love to see here? Bring back the Detroit Turbos. The indoor lacrosse league was great.
No.
They beat the crap out of each other. Okay. They hit. It was unbelievable.
My answer would be MLS, not for myself, but for the people. I think we could support one.
Oh, so do I. And then believe me.
We've got a diverse community of a lot of people from a lot of places who love soccer.
Yes, and they play as kids and stuff like that. And all due respect to DCFC, bring an MLS team. It's like wait a second. What's your choice? The Tigers or the Mud Hens? MLS is major league in this country. we deserve
no
an
argument
MLS
for
team.
Me.
All right.
248-539-9797. Those are all the things I said no to in our pre-show meeting. And that's what was on Stoney's mind. So you're welcome that I'm here. Okay?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.